Pope John Paul II wrote lots on moral topics, ranging from consumerism and birth control to feeding tubes and war. John Paul often had little patience with theologians who questioned his teachings, as NPR religion correspondent Barbara Bradley Haggerty reports.
Father Charles Curran brought himself to the Vatican's attention long before John Paul II assumed the papacy. In 1968, Curran, then a professor at Catholic University, drafted a criticism of Humanae Vitae in which the Vatican prohibited artificial birth control. Curran's document was eventually signed by 600 theologians. Curran continued to challenge the Vatican, questioning its stance on homosexual practice, for example, and divorce. Then, in 1979, a year after John Paul II became Pope, the Vatican informed Curran that he was under investigation.
We went back and forth for 6 years, and then finally in August of 1986, I received a letter from them saying that I was neither suitable nor eligible to teach Catholic theology.
Curran had to leave Catholic University. He now teaches at Southern Methodist University. Over the years, other free-thinking theologians experienced similar fates. Father Matthew Fox was expelled from the Dominican Order for his views on sexuality and original sin. Father Anthony Kosnick was forced to stop teaching at a Catholic institution after he published a study on human sexuality. And earlier this year, Father Roger Haight was stripped of his teaching credentials at Weston Theological Seminary after he wrote a book challenging basic doctrines such as the divinity of Christ. In all, about 24 theologians have been sanctioned under Pope John Paul II.
When you look at all of the cases, what you get is a sense of very little tolerance for theological experimentation.
Richard Gagliardi teaches Catholic studies at the University of Toledo. Gagliardi says the Vatican tried to rein in theologians through a document called Ex Corde, calling on Catholic universities to hew closer to Vatican teaching and requiring theologians to get a stamp of approval from their bishops before they can teach. Gagliardi says this was particularly disappointing after the Church seemed more open to debate in the 1960s.
Once Pope John Paul II became Pope, the door that seemed to have been opened to allow for a more theological diversity seemed to have been closed with the pontificate of John Paul II.
Father David O'Connell, president of Catholic University, says the 1960s brought excesses that merited more discipline. After all, he says, the Church is dealing with spiritual truths.
It's the Church's responsibility to be the custodian of the truth, the revealed truth. When people start to try to shoot holes in that, obviously the Church is going to react to that because they're going against what the Church sees as its purpose and its reason for being.
But Father Charles Curran says the Church has changed some of its teachings over the centuries.
We did not condemn slavery till the end of the 19th century. It was only in the 17th century that we accepted interest on a loan. We've even changed quite a bit in sexuality.
Father O'Connell says, of course it's true, the Church can't ignore the swings of culture, but he says culture can present values that are contrary to the gospel.
That was really the message of Pope John Paul. Efface the culture, embrace the culture, challenge the culture, correct the culture. And I think that's what we do in the Church.
No one knows if the next pope will rule with the firm hand of John Paul II. Some look to the pronouncements of Cardinal Joseph Ratzinger, who heads the Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith. Ratzinger, who's a possible successor to John Paul II, has written that dissent is dangerous because, quote, to succumb to the temptation of dissent is to allow the leaven of infidelity to the Holy Spirit to start its work. But Richard Gagliardi at the University of Toledo is cautiously optimistic.
The good news is I don't think it's likely to get any worse. Even in a scenario in which Cardinal Ratzinger were to become Pope, he was given such free rein in this area under Pope John Paul II that it's hard to imagine that things would change.
And Gagliardi believes many cardinals feel that the Vatican has been a bit heavy-handed and may want to lighten up. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News.